Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and this is the In the Know segment with my friend Zach Simpson. And Zach is going to be talking about this past week in Albany politics. Hi, Zach. How are you?
Well, good morning, Cynthia. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day, and I've been looking forward to talking with you today because a lot of stuff happened this week that I went to.
Right. We just went over all of this stuff. You've had quite a busy week. So let's start with Monday, last Monday, do you think?
Yeah. So last Monday, I actually met with the leadership of the Melrose Neighborhood Association with council members Judy Doschette. She's from the 9th Ward. Tom Hoey was there. He's from the 15th Ward. And then Ginny Farrell, she represents the 13th Ward. And we had a really great, open, spirited discussion about, you know, the issues with the USDO, the zoning here in Albany, with both current projects and projects that are, you know, coming down the line. And we also talked about a little bit about the 563 New Scotland Avenue project. We talked about the Rapp Road Pyramid project. And we also talked about the issue with the blood plasma clinics, where they're trying to open a plasma clinic here in the city of Albany. So that was Monday night. So it was a good open discussion. We really had a good exchange of ideas, and it was very, very, very meaningful. It was very good.
So when did you start going to the Common Council meetings? Has it been a long time?
I started going to the council meetings after I wrapped up my work on Kathy Sheehan's reelection campaign back in 2017. My good friend Taisha, I met her on the mayor's campaign. She actually was the first person to make me aware of the public access TV studio being closed down to the public. I guess their studio coordinator had left. And they weren't very successful in finding a replacement for the studio coordinator. And the public access studio was closed for it was over a year before it was reopened to the public. But when I started going. I started going to the Common Council meetings. I would say about, August, September 2017.
And do you find that you've had a good lesson in civics, getting involved not only with the Common Council meetings, but your involvement in the community?
Yeah, I do find the council meetings to be very interesting. I do like the formality of it. They always say the Pledge of Allegiance. They have a moment of silence at the beginning of every meeting. I did make, I believe it was three separate public statements about the closure of the studio and urging the Common Council and the City of Albany to act to get it open. Because, you know, it is a public service. It is a very important vehicle for our city to showcase our diversity, to showcase our talents. And, I'm a big supporter of public access and community media. Obviously, I'm here with your podcast. Access to the studio was a big hot button issue that I was a part of. Absolutely.
So you covered Monday. What'd you do on Tuesday?
Tuesday was a pretty busy night. So I went to the City of Albany Planning Board meeting where the first item up was the 563 New Scotland Avenue project. Members of the public spoke up, both in favor and against. I was there with a lot of members from the Stop the Stories movement, and those that spoke up mentioned a couple pretty striking things. First of all, where they're proposing this project, there are DEC wetlands if you look at the DEC map of these parcels, there are wetlands being designated there. So that was a issue that was brought up. Also, another thing that was interesting was back in May of 2017, I think it was May 1st, there was a restricted deed and covenant filed in the Albany County Clerk's office where a lot of these parcels were kind of brought together into a single document, and there was a restriction on the deed, which was that there would be no buildings there that would be over three and three and a half stories at certain parts of that property. And as you may know, the current proposal, I think, is a five-story building for a good portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting, but ultimately the planning board voted unanimously to approve the development plan for the 563 New Scotland Avenue project.
Oh, okay. So that's not the only thing you did Tuesday.
No. So then I had to leave a little early from that meeting and go to the scheduling meeting down at the Grand Street Community Arts Building at WCAA, where you and I are going to be having a weekly radio show, correct?
Right. So did you find the meeting informative?
I did find it informative, as it was my first meeting. I was more of a listener than a participant, for sure, but they did discuss some operational issues that they've been going through. They're trying to work on a plan of action for both their programming as well as management of the studio. They did mention a community calendar where we could post events that are coming up in the next week. And I volunteered to be a part of that because, you know, I go to a lot of stuff. I'm aware of a lot of meetings happening in the city of Albany. So I volunteered to help them out with getting a community calendar and keeping it, you know, pretty up to date.
Oh, I bet they were thrilled to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense because, you know, I go to a lot of meetings. I'm aware of a lot of things happening here in the city of Albany, so it seems like a perfect fit.
You know, I was the one that told you about WCAA because recently I've been called to do a Focus on Albany on the low power FM station here in Albany, and they're looking for content, they're looking for people. So if there's anybody out there who's listening to this, who has an interest in radio in the city of Albany, please come to the Tuesday night meetings. They're at 7:00 at Grand Street, the old St. Anthony's Church in Grand Street. You know, I think the low power reference station here in Albany can be dynamic once we get it off the ground. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. And, one thing they did mention was, you know, yes, they want more content so they can fill the calendar. And they also are looking for individuals that will not only just want to have a show, but also are willing to volunteer as well a couple hours a week to, you know, keep the place tidy, help with, you know, help keep the schedule of the shows in sync. Because I guess there's some issues with, you know, people's shows getting bumped into slots where, you know, they're not supposed to be because people, I don't know, people run over. So they do want to bring that under control. So, yeah, but, you know, they want to have people that are A, willing to do a show, and B, willing to volunteer some time as well to work in the studio, you know, and help keep things moving along.
So on Wednesday, what happened?
So Wednesday, I was at the Pine Bush Neighborhood Association meeting. We met at the Daughters of Sarah off of Washington Avenue Extension. We talked a lot about the Rapp Road Pyramid Project, And kind of the timeline of events, because Pine Bush Neighborhood Association meets like every 3 months, so we had to catch up everybody to what's been going on with interactions between the town of Gilderland, Pyramid Corporation, Rap Road Historical Association, and the city of Albany. So we had to do that. Also, you know, I'm part of Council of Albany Neighborhood Association, so I kind of did a pitch where I talked about, you know, CANA, Council of Albany Neighborhoods, and Pine Bush Neighborhood Association will be joining CANA. So I'm really excited about that, and I'm going to be somewhat of a CANA liaison to the Pine Bush Neighborhood Association. So I'm really happy about that.
Great. So Thursday?
Well, Thursday, I went to a meeting of A Block at a Time. Have you heard about this community organization yet?
I have interviewed Danielle Hilly, and I think she's a wonderful community activist.
Yes, yes. Danielle is awesome. So is Zach Garofalo. He's also involved with A Block at a Time. They're doing really great work for our communities. They're trying to kind of get these communities to, you know, better them, better their situations and interact with other communities and really kind of interwove this, you know, tapestry of our city. So they did a meeting where their focus was identifying solutions for our communities. And, you know, it was a bit of a brainstorming session talking about, you know, the gun violence, the, you know, the mental health, a lot of these issues affecting our communities. And one thing that we talked about was identifying these programs for youth that are, you know, in existence today that maybe the youth isn't aware of or connecting with, and creating a database that's kept current where you can, you know, if you want to do something free after school, you can go to it and find something to keep your children occupied and keep them out of getting into trouble. So that was really a good thing that we talked about.
Mhm. Mhm. So, are we up to Friday?
Friday had a night off. I didn't do any meetings, but there were two events that were yesterday. I can talk to you about.
Yeah.
This really nice gentleman, Orville Abrahams, he coordinated with Tatiana Cunningham. Very first inaugural African Heritage Parade here in the city of Albany. It was a really great event. Lots of people turned out. I actually marched next to Congressman Paul Tonko. He marched with the Rap Road Historical Association for a good portion of the parade. Mm-hmm. Howie Stoller and Jack Flynn were there on behalf of Council of Albany Neighborhood Associations. Me too. You know, Rap Road was there. A lot of different organizations, community organizations, were there. It was a really nice turnout. Sue Rizzo was there. I saw Carolyn McLaughlin. You know, a lot of community leaders showed up for it, and it was really cool. So it started at Malcolm X Park, which is a pocket park right at the corner of Lark and Clinton Avenue. So we went up Lark, all the way to where Lark becomes Delaware Avenue. And it was great because at every, like, turn in the route, there was music, like live music and DJs. So it was really a lot of fun. And then we went all the way up to Morton Avenue, took a left on Morton, and then went down to the bowl at Lincoln Park where there was Albany Day. Have you ever been to Albany Day? I think last year may have been the first time it was done.
Okay. And did they have vendors? I missed it because they had other things going on. Did they have vendors? Did they have entertainers? Or
yes, they had all of that. They had all of that. And Rap Road Historical Association, we had a table there with pictures and books to purchase. And they also had CDs of this documentary. It's called Crossroads, A History of the Rap Road. They were selling CDs too. There was a bunch of vendors. my friend Taisha, she does massage at Spa Halcyon, which is on Lark Street. It's a new business. It's a spa. They were there. Just a bunch of vendors, music. It was a really great celebration. You know, good food, good times.
So, who organized that?
You know, I believe Eva Bass. She is the community outreach coordinator with the Mayor Sheehan's office. She also is involved with a couple of organizations called Bridge the Gap and Connecting the Dots. So she was the main lead on the organization of all those of the event.
So tomorrow is Labor Day, and County Legislator Doug Bullock has his annual Labor Day party at Cook Park and Colony, and it's from 12 to 5, and anybody who's interested can come. It's they have hamburgers and hot dogs, and if you want to bring a snack or something to share with others, you can do so. And it's the theme is labor, and we sing labor songs, and it's a really good time. So anybody who's listening to this who might not have plans for tomorrow, and you know the weather doesn't sound the greatest, but Cook Park is enclosed, so that's not a bad thing. So if you want to participate with labor activists in the Capital District, come down to Cook Park and share fun and music and having a good time. So, Zach, you're coming with me, right?
Yep, I'll be there, and it's my first time going. Now, how many years have they been doing this picnic?
Oh, my God. I remember back in 2000. I remember Dan Lynch, who was running for the assembly at that time, had gone, and I don't know if it was before that, so it's got to be over 20 years, I would think. Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. So it's going to be a great day.
It's going to be great. There was one more event I attended last night, if you want to talk about it. There was a vigil down at Academy Park, which is right across from City Hall, of family members of loved ones that have died from opioid addiction. My brother Rick passed away about a year ago, and it hit my family very hard. So I went there and I participated in the candle vigil and listened to family members talk about those that they've lost, and we really want to try to make sure nobody else dies, you know, going forward. It's really, opioid addiction is it's an epidemic. And, you know, if I can do anything to help these organizations, I'm going to. So it was a really nice tribute to my brother and everybody that's been lost.
That's wonderful. You know, a lot of people, they have busy lives. And maybe they don't keep up with what's going on in the community as well as they should. Now, we've been talking about the past week. So for our listeners, what's going to come up in the future that they can get involved with besides the Labor Day picnic tomorrow?
Oh, for other stuff coming up next week? Well, I think you and I are going to a meeting on Tuesday, right, with the independent film?
Yeah, and that's at the Linda from 6:30 to 9. It's the independent film of the Capital District, and you know, filmmakers and people involved in filmmaking. They have all kinds of people come in and share their stuff and their network, and it's a great time. And the reason I got involved in this is because of my Roshan Adams project.
Great. I think it's great. Yep. It's my first time going, so I'm looking forward to hearing what they say. So Thursday, I'm going to be doubled up because Stop the Stories is meeting where we're going to do kind of a post-review about the 563 New Scotland Avenue vote by the planning board. Also, I'm going to try to make it to a block at a time. They're going to continue the discussion about identifying solutions for our communities. Friday, I'm meeting with members of the Rapp Road Historical Association because we need to discuss the draft scoping for the environmental impact statement for the Rapp Road Pyramid Project, and we're gonna formulate a response to send to the Town of Gilliland Planning, suggesting several edits to the draft scope. Saturday, I'm going to be going to Recovery in the Park. It's an annual celebration of those that have been addicted to drugs that have recovered, and it's a day of celebration of their lives. And
where is it?
That's going to be at Washington Park from the Park Lake House from 12 to 5.
Okay.
And you know what? Yeah. If you're around, we're doing a little get together at Jessica Wilcox's house. If you want to come on over and have some food and chat about, you know, the primary.
Okay.
And
okay.
Then.
Go ahead.
Oh, and there's one more event on Sunday. If anybody's interested, from 1:30 to 4:30, the Pine Hills Improvement Group. It's a group of Pine Hills Neighborhood Association. They're doing it's called the Meat, Munch, and More 2019 down at Madison Park, corner of Madison, Ontario. And they're going to have games for kids. They're going to have a DJ, live music, and dancing. So it'll be a nice neighborhood celebration to attend. So
okay.
I'll be there.
You mentioned a lot of events that are coming up. So let's go back to the beginning of the week. And if you have information on how people could get there, I think that's very important. So Tuesday, the Independent Film Network is going to be at the Linda from 6:30 to 9 o'clock. And Wednesday, what did you say is going on?
Wednesday, I don't have anything yet on the calendar for Wednesday, but Thursday, Stop the Stories meets at the New Covenant Church, corner of Western and Daytona, and then a block at a time meets down on Quail at the Morningstar Missionary Baptist Church in the basement there.
Okay.
And then Friday I'm meeting with Rapp Road, and then Saturday is the Recovery in the Park at the Washington Park Lake House, and then Sunday's Pine Hills Improvement Group is going to be at the Madison Park, corner of Madison and Ontario.
Terrific. So I will see you at the picnic tomorrow, and I hope to see people who are listening at the picnic tomorrow. So I'll be wearing my Focus on Albany shirt. I'll have my Focus on Albany sign. And at the picnic, I am going to be doing a raffle to raise funds for Regine Adams' documentary. So stop by, say hello, and, you know, I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow, as well as you, Zach, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Well, thank you, Cynthia, once again for having me on, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. In the closing moments, you know, I met Zach at a political event during the summer, and God, it seems so long ago, doesn't it, Zach?
It does, but you know, I stay so busy, so the time flies by.
So I met Zach at a political event. And we talked about Focus on Albany and, you know, all the stuff that he does. And then I asked him if he'd like to be, you know, a regular on the show. And he said yes. So I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who do stuff that go unrecognized. And if you want a voice on Focus on Albany, like my Facebook page and send me a note, and we'll talk, and we could talk about the stuff that you're interested in. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download it on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Zach, thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Hopefully, I'll see you tomorrow also. Have a great day.
Thanks again, Cynthia. Bye, everybody. Have a good weekend.